and welcome to episode 127 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Heidi, and this week I'm joined by Outlander travel agents Laura, Sandy, and Lindsay. One of our most popular podcasts was when we were challenged to find great vacations for $3,000 or less. We had fun picking out different vacation scenarios to fit all types of travelers. Well, this week we've upped the limit to $5,000, and each agent on the podcast will bring her best suggestions. So, let's get started. We have, drumroll please, Lindsay with Solo Travelers, Laura, Family Travel and Accessible Travel, and Sandy, Families of Five. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay. I have it all written down. Okay. So, for my first one, I thought I would take one that I get this question a lot. People want to go to an all-inclusive and they can be affordable, but you don't always want the cheapest one you can get, you know, that kind of thing. And the challenge for a family of five is that, a lot of the rooms won't accommodate five. Mm-hmm. So then you have to bump up to a suite or you have to bump up to two rooms or something like that. So for $5,000, I was looking on, and I picked, I was thinking about my family because my kids are all going to be in high school this coming year. And so we're going to have the traditional school schedule and not the year-round school schedule.
That makes me sad for you.
I know. It makes me so sad too. So if people aren't familiar with the year-round school schedule, my kids would have 9 weeks in school and then a 3-week break. So they've had breaks in October and January and May. And, you know, so, we've been able to do a lot of really cool stuff when it's a little bit less expensive. Mm-hmm. So, that's going to end this year. So, if we were going to go, and I did this one as if the kids were teenagers. So I was trying to think of things that teenagers would be interested in. So we're going to go to Punta Cana, which is in the Dominican Republic. So obviously we have to fly there. I'm assuming that this family already has passports because that's a pretty big expense if you don't have them yet, but you should go ahead and get them. We're going to do 4 nights in August, and Southwest Vacations had a nice little sale where they had a $200 off credit. One of the things I like about Southwest is that you don't pay baggage fees. So, you don't really have to worry as much about checking your bags. So that is a plus. So for 4 nights, we're going to fly to Punta Cana and we're going to stay at Memories, which actually was the least expensive, but only 10 options came up that would accommodate a family of five.
Meaning accommodate in one room.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Or you'd have to get two rooms. And sometimes you get into a situation where they won't guarantee the rooms are connecting. So you have to be careful of that. So this looked like a pretty fun resort though. It has a big water park that the kids would really like. We're only doing 4 nights, which is kind of a bummer. We had to shorten our stay, but I think there's enough to do on the resort for 4 nights. And since it's all inclusive, I didn't really plan for any extra, excursions or things like that. So that includes our transportation to our resort, and they can do snorkeling and kayaking. And there is a teen club too. So that came in right at like $4,900, right under $5,000.
For five people, that's pretty good.
For 4 day. Yeah. Okay. 4 nights.
In high season.
Yep. In summer. It's the first week of August. So yeah. That's my first one.
I like that idea. It's shocking to me because I only travel with one other person.
Right.
How easily it adds up when you add three others.
And you think about food. I mean, now that my kids are older, they eat so much. It is. And you know, this includes our alcohol too for me and my husband, so we don't have to worry about that. And it includes your gratuities and you don't have to worry about that. So that's
those kids. You have to feed them.
I know. They want to eat dinner like every day. That's the first word out of Fox's mouth when he comes home from school. What's for dinner? I'm like, I just made you dinner yesterday.
And they want to sleep in the house and not outside.
Yeah, right?
Fine. They want warm water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anybody else have anything cool?
Laura, do you want to go next?
Well, sure. Well, mine was not family. It was couple. Because Lindsay was doing single solo travel. And then originally there was somebody else. Elizabeth was going to do another family. So mine was couple travel and accessible travel.
Perfect.
So which one would you like me to do first?
Let's do couple.
Okay, good. I had fun with this. I, you know, as you've begun to learn a little bit about me, although I love helping people get to places like all-inclusives and theme parks, that's not usually what I would pick for myself. So I actually have two friends of mine who've been, clients of mine who've been talking to me about putting together a trip for them, kind of off the beaten path. So I decided to go ahead and look at maybe a trip that they might like. So this is two women who've been married for about 25 years. They've got some friends in Chicago. And so they want that somehow they wanted to be able to go and visit their friends. And one of the things that they told me was that their friends had actually bought them and offered for them to come also tickets to see James Taylor at Wrigley Park.
Nice.
So that was already something that needed to be included in their budget. And the date of that concert was somewhere in July. So I needed to include that in their trip. They're going to travel out of Raleigh. I found a pretty nice flight for $288 round trip straight to Chicago. They will have to pay for luggage because it's not on Southwest. So they are going to stay with their friends. They're going to fly in on Sunday night and stay with their friends Monday night and Tuesday night. While they're there, we've arranged a bunch of really fun activities after talking to them, things that they would like that were kind of, you know, they really didn't want to be a part of like a lot of big group things outside of the concert. So I found a really fun, it's called the Maxwell Street Market. That's an open-air market that opens from 7 to 3 on Sundays. And their flight gets there about noon. So I thought that they could go there. And apparently this market is known for their great Mexican food. And
Chicago has great Mexican food. It has a huge Mexican population. The food's really good in Chicago in general.
And especially known for their taco vendors. So I thought, you know, because they were going to be on a budget, but their friends are going to be hosting them, this would be a good way for them to kind of treat their friends. Buy them tacos, spend some time at the open-air market. And then made reservations for all of them through the Chinese Cultural Institute. Every Sunday, they have a dumpling making class. and you learn how to make your own Chinese dumplings, then you eat them. So there's kind of lunch and dinner taken care of. Monday, I found them an afternoon Chicago architectural cruise.
Oh.
They both have a lot of interest in history and in buildings and women's rights and scenery. So that felt like it'd be a good mix for them. And that was about $40 a person. And at night, I found that Chicago during the summer does movies in the park.
Yes.
And when I say they do movies in the park, they really do movies in the park. Every single day of the summer, there's at least three parks that host movies.
Wow.
They're free. If they didn't want to sit on the ground, there's also about 5 years ago, on top of the Doubletree by Hilton on the Magnificent Mile, there's a rooftop cinema club that's opened up. And they have really nice kind of swing back chairs there. Chairs and blankets come with it's $15. Or you pay $25 and you get a free cocktail and unlimited popcorn. And, they serve food and drink concessions up there on the top of the roof. And they have movies four nights a week. Tuesday, of course, is James Taylor. That's at night along with the ballpark. But I found them a couple of kind of, again, off the, you know, beaten trail. One was the Chinese American Museum and the Chinese American Museum and James Taylor. So that was kind of Tuesday. And then Wednesday, that there's a park in Chicago named after the guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, Frank Birnbaum. They've dedicated that park to him. It used to be a really rundown. It's now called Oz Park. And there are all kinds of sculptures in the park that pay tribute to The Wizard of Oz. And it used to be in the Lincoln, it's in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, which is the park that was kind of falling apart. And that's free. And then Wednesday, day at Navy Pier, I found that there's a museum there that has a special exhibit on stained glass, beautiful old stained glass, called the Dry House Museum. And I also found a Chicago at Sunset cruise on a tall ship. That's about $35 a person, so that would add about $71.
That sounds like a steal.
Yeah, really.
What?
That sounds like a steal.
$35.50 a person. There's also in the Chinese park that I talked about the day before, near the cultural center, there's something called the Ping Tong Memorial Park. And you can get there via a water taxi from downtown and then come back to downtown. And they also have kayak rentals. So it just gave them an option of having some outdoor things to do. Now, why, you are asking me, why are they just staying through Wednesday? Because here's the way the rest of their trip comes from.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not sounding like $5,000.
I was like, okay, so she spent about like $800.
So far. Nice. Remember, they're staying with their friends.
Right.
So they're not having to do a lot of meals. And I thought one of the things they could do at the big outdoor market was to pick up some stuff for, you know, if they go to the movie at the park, that they could take a picnic with them. Mm-hmm. So they could pick up some relatively, you know, cheeses and meats and fruits there. But they are going on an 11-day trip with Amtrak Vacations.
Ah, oh, cool.
Nice. There.
Goes from Chicago to Vancouver to Toronto and back to Chicago.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
And that's about $1,250 a person. I included travel insurance because
yep.
It's important. And their friends are going to be able to pick them up from the airport and take them back to the airport. So they don't have any of those transfers to worry about. And I was able to book them home. They got back Saturday morning at 9:30, but we all know that transportation is not always on time. Mm-hmm. So I booked them on a 5:30 at night flight. Gets into Raleigh where they'll stay with their family, have breakfast with them, and head home. So all of that is in 2 weeks, and I used the whole $5,000. Everything was $37.18, which left them $1,282 for meals on the train trip.
So did you do a sleeper car on the train?
I did not do a sleeper car because in the place I was looking today, I could not find that option. And this includes 3 nights in hotels.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, 3 or 4 nights in hotels. They were going to be on that train for 11 days. They're going to probably need at least $100 a day.
I'm surprised I didn't catch on to that earlier because I know that Chicago is a hub for Amtrak. So that's a really good jumping off point. Yeah, that's really cool.
So that was, you know, I was trying to look at ways to combine. They've been talking about doing a rail trip and about going abroad. So I thought it would let them kind of, they got their passport, but they've been a little timid. So I know that Canada is not really abroad, but it's a nice first step for them.
Sure.
To be someplace.
And their prime minister is super cute, too. So.
Well worth it to make the trip to Canada just to take a look at him.
So that's my couple's trip.
Awesome. So I would be interested to know what the cost was. Would be to upgrade to a sleeper car, because I know with Amtrak, you can get, if you get, there's a couple kinds of sleeper cars, but you get a bathroom, which is a big perk. So, so that's something to keep in mind.
You're right. And I probably need to check into that, and I guess we can't really add it at the end, but I couldn't, as I was kind of going through that scenario, I couldn't find that option.
Yeah.
So
I know, it's like we were doing homework today, you know?
But it was fun. Yeah. And the Amtrak vacation includes a day in Seattle. It also includes a hop on hop off tour in Vancouver, a hop on hop off tour in Toronto, and then there are 3 days where they're overnight, you know, on the rail in between Vancouver and Toronto. So that might be especially pertinent to have sleeper cars during that part of the vacation.
Excellent. All right, Lindsay.
That's a hard act to follow. So I lied. I did 4, but I'm going to start with my favorites. And I kind of did these. I did cheat a little, and I did these all based on myself as my bucket list solo destinations. You knew that was going to happen. So my first one, it's been on my list for quite a while, would be to do an Adventures by Disney. the Disneyland, it's the North American Disney Backstage Hollywood trip. It's 6 days and 5 nights. You get a private Hollywood tour. You get to visit the Jim Henson Company studio, which has been something I wanted to do forever. And it's one of those things that you can only get if you do it with Adventures by Disney. You get exclusive access to Walt Disney Imagineering. You get to go to visit Walt's apartment. Again, something that not everybody gets to do. And then there's a behind the scenes tour at Disneyland Resort. Included are stays at Lowe's Hollywood Hotel and the Disneyland Hotel. There are also 5 breakfasts, 3 lunches and 3 dinners. And this is based on arriving in LAX, leaving from LAX and then returning to LAX. And for me, coming from Seattle, flights are quite cheap between here and LAX. So it's not unrealistic for me to be able to do that for about $2, $2.50, depending on when I buy my tickets. So I kind of did a little bit of a right up to the nose on this one, $4,900. Or an Adventures by Disney.
So explain though about the single supplement, because that might be, people might be choking right now thinking.
Yeah. So this does include a single supplement, and it's basically a little bit of a penalty they add on for if you travel without friends or family. It's an industry standard thing, and there are several cruise lines and tour companies, which I'll get into later with a couple of my other options, that have waived it for people. But unfortunately, Adventures by Disney is one that you still would pay a single supplement for. So this is total cost.
And how many nights is that for?
This is for 5 nights, 6 days.
Okay.
So basically, the reason they do that is because they sell the package as if 2 people are taking that room. Mm-hmm. So if one person takes it, then it's the way they look at it is they're missing that revenue, so they make you pay it anyway. So.
They're losing money, but
yeah,
this is one of those incredible trips that I'd bite the bullet and pay the single supplement for. Yeah. I would do it on this one. I'm really cheap. I wouldn't do it on a lot of other ones, but this is one I would do.
Well, but then if you find a friend, it's half price. Right. But you were single. Yeah. So, you're doing single travel.
Make a friend.
Nice.
Sandy, do you want to?
I want to do Adventures by Disney. I would love to. Well, so that, whenever you said that you were right up to the nose, was that including your airfare too?
No, because my air is going to be around $250. So this was $49.66 without air. I did 2 that I included air pricing in and 2 that I did not. And 1 that I did not was this one. And then another one leaving out of Seattle, I did not.
So I kind of did that. Are you finished with yours? Do you mind if I...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So for my next one, I did this... I didn't include airfare in this one because I figured my people could drive. And I also didn't include the gas, but I did come in a little bit under. So they have like $100 to spend on gas. But leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, I thought we'd try for a 7-night cruise. And once again, family of 5. A lot of cruise lines, you can't even price it online. You have to call them. And the older ships don't usually have, you know, rooms, regular rooms that accommodate. You have to go up to a suite. So Norwegian's newest ship, the Escape, does have rooms that can hold 5 people. And so I picked the ages for my kids for this. I picked like 8 and 10 and 12. So still going to kids clubs and things like that. It's because there's a lot to do on a cruise for kids. And, you know, they keep them very well entertained. So to be able to afford a 7-night, we're going in hurricane season. So if you have maybe younger kids that you don't mind pulling out of school, or if you're track 3, like I was,
they're still year round and they don't mind going in hurricane.
Yeah.
Season.
Well, and I put the insurance on there, but we've sailed, you know, we got stuck in a hurricane sailing.
When you say hurricane, like, are you talking the height of the hurricane season?
It's in October. Yeah. Honestly though, cruise ships do a good job of avoiding hurricanes, because you usually know for a while that a storm is coming and they have time to make a plan. It's not something that, it wouldn't make me avoid that time of year. I think it's actually a really good time of year, as long as you get lucky and you don't get hit by a storm. Sometimes, like last time when Matthew came through last year, a lot of ships diverted over to Cancun for the day and just hung out while the storms came through, and then they went back. They were, you know, a day later, but yeah, so there's things they can do. So it wouldn't deter me that much. Another nice thing that Norwegian does is they include the drink package on on your cruise. Well, you can pick a perk, and that's what that to me is the best perk, is getting the drink package, so you can have free drinks the whole time. Now, they do charge you gratuities for the drink package, so you have to pay that, but it's still cheaper than what you would have paid for your drinks. It's about $100
a person. You get to choose, right? There's like drinks and there's dinner and some excursions or something.
Yeah, you can do, right? Usually it's drinks, dinner package, internet, and shore excursion credit. But sometimes it varies. Sometimes they throw in
free drinks, gratuities. The drinks sound like, and like that's the deal.
Well, if you drink, yes. Yeah. Although I wouldn't say you need to challenge yourself to drink that much every single day, because that can get kind of, could be like a marathon. Well, I guess it's a different trip for kids. Yeah, I know. But you don't, I mean, you can try stuff you wouldn't normally try, you know, and if you don't like it, you don't have to finish it.
So where does this cruise go?
This is in Eastern Caribbean, which is the same cruise I've taken the last two cruises I've done, actually. But it goes to St. Thomas and Tortola and Nassau. So I bought third-party insurance because it was about half the price of Norwegian's insurance. And one of the things I like about that is the company that I usually go with is called Allianz, and kids are included under their parents for no extra charge. So it's a really good deal. You know, there's sometimes different reasons to choose the cruise line insurance versus the third party, but I chose the third party. It was half the price. And I added in the pre-paid gratuity, so I don't have to worry about that once I'm on board. So in St. Thomas, we're just going to take a taxi to Cokie Beach. I've been there before, so I kind of know how easy it is to walk out of the port and just get a taxi and hang out on the beach. They rent beach chairs. They had a little hut there with, you know, little food and beers and stuff. So we're going to do that for most of our day and then come back. That's about $225 for the day. And then for Tortola, I figured we'd do our really big excursion there. There's one where you take a ferry to Virgin Gorda and the baths, and it's about $100 a person. So that's our big day. That's, you know, because I really do feel like if you're going to these places, you want to experience these places. So I don't want to just walk around the port. I don't want my kids to be bored.
I agree. I read something once where, I think it was Rick Steves actually said, the one place you don't want to cheap out is on what you're going to do, because that's why you're there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah, there's something really important to see, or something that you really want to see.
Right. Yeah. And right. I kind of think you want to be in the water.
Yeah.
But having said that, I didn't make a plan for Nassau. Because, I don't know, Nassau is one of the ones that, a lot of people, when they start trying out cruises, they try a short cruise and it usually is to Nassau. So it's usually one that people have been to before. And so, maybe we'll take that day to hopefully have fewer crowds on the ship and try the ropes course and things like that. So there's a lot to do on this ship. They have a lot of cool stuff. So, you know, I got us a Snooze and Cruise hotel in Fort Lauderdale for the night before. And the nice thing about those is they'll shuttle you to the port and they'll keep your car, and you don't have to pay, the parking fees. So, those are usually around $250. So my total with all of that was about $48.50.
Yay, good job. So you do have money for gas left.
I have about $150 for gas, depending on how far you live from Fort Lauderdale. I'm in North Carolina. It might take me a little bit more than that. Take me like $200. So we could cut back on, you know, something.
And your kids are going to need to stop for food about 500 times.
We're going to pack sandwiches.
But these aren't her kids.
Oh, yeah, right. These aren't my kids. These are kids with much smaller appetites. Yeah.
These are somebody else's less needy.
These are smaller kids who will be in the kids club most of the time and loving it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to do my best one. So I've been stressed out a lot lately, as everybody has. And I was kind of looking around online at all-inclusive options for a solo traveler, because everything is, you have to pay more for. And I came across this resort called the Body Holiday in St. Lucia. And it is on the secluded Caribou Beach. There is a wellness center, freshwater pools, jacuzzis, archery range, gym with techno equipment, tennis courts, like free Wi-Fi throughout the whole place. There's a meditation complex. There's a tree house and a Zen deck. So it's like a fitness studio in the treetops. There's this full service salon, spa there, skin clinic, a spin studio, body science clinic, like, and everything's included. All your yoga, tai chi, pilates, meditation, any aerobics, any kind of aerobics you can think of, sailing school, just tons and tons and tons, like 5 pages of things you can do here. Water skiing, scuba diving, volleyball, fencing, archery, stress management classes, stretch and tone classes, fitness with the personal trainers included. There's dance classes, there's board, all kinds of stuff, boxing, Zumba, golf, whatever. So, and they even have their own, quadrilathon. I'm probably saying that wrong, but it's a, 13K bike ride on a dirt track through hills and tropical forests. And then it's followed by a 4-kilometer run up a cliff. And then you rappel 100 feet down said cliff, down the rock face to the beach below. And then you continue on to a 2.5-kilometer kayak course. And September, they do themed months. And September is their solo themed month. So if you go in September, you also get free 50-minute spa treatment daily, plus a personalized schedule of daily spa treatment.
You need it after you run up a cliff.
I know, right? You don't have to do that. That's like an optional thing. All water sports and land sports, including tuition, all holistic and exercise classes. There's a hosted cocktail party each night, weekly hosted dinner in Caribou, weekly hosted dinner in Tao, master classes, fun sports tournaments, group fitness classes, Pilates classes, weekly sunset cruise, and so much stuff you can do here. But that, including my air, under their spring sale, I was able to get for $4,098. So I decided, you know what? I want to upgrade and get a luxury oceanfront room. And then I was like, I'm going to upgrade again, and I'm going to get the grand luxury oceanfront room. And with all that and insurance, it was $4,393.
Wow.
And air, including air.
Nice.
So all of that, all of your meals.
Wait, for how long? How long are you there?
7 nights.
Oh,
well, that's pretty really good. And St. Lucia is normally on one of the more expensive islands, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. September 3rd to the 10th. So I'll be there the same time Sandy's.
That's the height of the hurricane season.
Sandy's floating in the Caribbean.
Maybe we'll divert to St. Lucia.
I actually like traveling that time of the year because the water is really warm. The ocean is super warm.
It is a good
warm
time. I mean, I grew up at the beach and fall is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really good time. Yeah.
Fewer people, warm water. Mm-hmm. It's still really still warm. Nice. The air is really warm.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. Good job. Yeah. Laura.
Okay. My last one was for accessible travel. Kind of an obvious choice for accessible travel and a great choice is both all-inclusives and cruises, because that you fly there, you get there, and you're there. You don't have to go on and off. But I wanted to push the envelope just a little bit and look for something that would really kind of make me stretch my wings and add to my toolkit a little bit more. So guess what the most accessible city in Europe is?
Oh, boy. Let's think about that for a second. Because Europe and accessible in my mind just doesn't go together. I would say London. No? I don't know. I have no idea.
I haven't been to Europe, so I need to go.
It's definitely not in Italy anywhere.
Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, Dublin.
Seriously.
I was actually going to guess Ireland.
So Dublin is incredibly compact and has incredible facilities, both in bus travel, in rail travel, for folks with disabilities, and especially for folks with mobility challenges. The country is known for being, or the city is known for being incredibly welcoming. There are, I found a great little hotel that's actually right near the airport. The shuttle to that is 2 minutes. It's a 2-minute walk outside of the terminal. I found airfare for $1,210 a person.
This is for two people?
Each.
Oh.
$1,210 each. Uh-huh. Okay. Going in August, the 10th or the 17th, before they go back to school. They both work at Carolina. Mm-hmm. And they both use a wheelchair. It's a couple who lives in Chapel Hill. He both uses wheelchairs. Flying from Raleigh to Dublin, one stop, 7 nights at the Premier Inn, which is 18, $813. There's a wheelchair ramp on every bus. The 100 yards from the motel are, there's a Starbucks and a Subway, which is kind of weird being in that country, but at least it, for folks who are traveling and just getting there, or who won't have as easy as time jumping into a cab and getting somewhere, there are some dining options should they need them. All the curbs are lowered. There's a wooden walkway that goes many places in Dublin, and I found a couple of nice accessible tours. I found a whole guide called Rolling Around Dublin, Ireland, a wheelchairs user's travel guide.
Wow.
And it talks about all the places that are accessible, that they can go to. And there are tons of places. I have them getting there on, they get there on Thursday. Friday, there is an Irish dancing show at Taylor's Irish Pub. And there's a cabaret and a dancing show. I have them doing one on Friday and one on Sunday. There's a accessible walking tour on Saturday. And that is a little steep. It's $500.
Wow.
For that walking tour. But it comes with somebody to push each wheelchair should they get fatigued, along with a guide that will go with them around Dublin.
That's awesome.
The best ways to get everywhere in Dublin that makes it accessible.
So is that $500 a person, Laura, or $500 total for both of them?
$500 total. And it was really $420, and then I included a tip.
Nice. Yeah.
That brought it up to $500. That leaves the next day where they can take both trains and buses to the Guinness Storehouse,
mm-hmm.
to the Jameson Experience, to the Temple Bar, to the Dublin Zoo, to the Kilimine Gaol is what it's called, which is apparently has the history of the, it's a museum of Ireland's history is basically it.
I love, love, love the Jameson Distillery Tour. I just like the way it smelled.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The Rock of Cashel.
Oh, yes. Rock of Cashel.
And, Rock Cashel, thank you. The Vicar Corral, the restored hall of the Vicar Corral. And there's a sound history of the Celtic music. I'm kind of rushing because I kind of had it laid out to tell you more about it, but I want to let you know that there's another option, real quickly, and that option is, should they choose to not stay at the Dublin airport and kind of be on their own in that way, or for people who have more of a interest, there is a driving tour, and it does come in just a tad bit over, but it is an accessible self-drive of musical Ireland.
Oh.
And it's 7 days, starting in Dublin and ending in Dublin. You can either do it with a regular car, if you can put your wheelchairs in now. If not, if you need some extra, if you need a little bit of help, they have for a little bit extra, which would have put it over. You can get a chauffeur-driven an accessible van. Mm-hmm. Ireland does not rent accessible vans, but they can bring you one over from England.
Wow. Seriously.
So, but it includes Galway and Innes, the Burratty Folk Park and Glower, the Aran Islands, County Kerry, the Dingle Peninsula, and then back to Dublin. It came up at like $49.98 or something. I used kind of everything they had because they were going to need their food and everything like that. But I was really, really excited. Really excited to find out how accessible Dublin is.
Yeah, that's good to know as an option.
All the ways that they, there's a couple of really cool city passes that they can get where they can hop on and off all of the transportation all around Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
They can get them to just about everything. It runs until 11 o'clock at night. It starts at 6 in the morning and runs until 11 o'clock at night. Then there are options for folks who, like my friends who are a married couple, and they both use a wheelchair. I don't know that they would be able to do 4 hours of wheeling. They even showed where some of the streets are kind of rocky,
mm-hmm.
and ways to get around that. I think that on that tour, it would help to have at least one that they could go back and forth between the two of them, or give, you know, help of them during over that. So I thought, you know, it's rare to find that here in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, where tours include that kind of service. So I'm really, really pumped about it.
Ireland's a really special place. People just tend to go out of their way to help other people, and they do it with a smile on their face. And I mean, when I came home from, I just could not believe how wonderful everyone treated me. And I did some pretty stupid first time tourist things.
Probably poorly.
leaving my stuff somewhere and having someone actually shut their store down to race to the ferry on the Aran Islands to meet me to give it to me, which was,
wow,
I was not expecting it to happen at all. But yeah, Irish people are so wonderfully welcoming, and doesn't surprise me that that would be as accessible.
Yeah, they used just about those exact words about how from the minute they got there to the minute they left, it was like everybody was just waiting to welcome them, to assist them, to not, you know, they never felt uncomfortable. They said most restaurants, the biggest thing you might find is that the bathroom is not on the same floor as the restaurant.
Yeah, right.
And so that's things you have to ask at. And that if you want to belly up to the bar and you're in a wheelchair, that's not always, that's not always a possibility. Although there's some bars who do have lower sections, just for folks, you know, who may need to sit a little bit lower to the ground, either because of their stature or because they use a wheelchair for mobility. Excuse me, Helen. I'm wondering, you know, who wins the trophy?
Wow.
Yeah, which trip would you want?
Which trip would I want? Well, I probably would take my chance in hurricane season and take the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But that torturous body place in St. Lucia sounds pretty good, too. If you want to be really active. I'm a slug on vacation. I don't do anything except roll over and grab my book and another drink. But if I wanted to be active, that sounds like a really cool place.
But it seemed to me like you had a choice there to be active or to be zen. And right. Kind of get in touch in the video, the little promo videos that they have all over their website are about people like writing in their journal and reading books. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of reconnecting with themselves. And I was more drawn to that, like the gentle yoga,
right.
the spa every day kind of thing.
And I'm like, we watch them like run up the cliff.
Yeah,
that would be my activity. But also what Laura did with the train, I mean, I think that's really awesome. That's a really cool trip. It's 12 days.
I bet the scenery would be gorgeous on
absolutely
that, too.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And, you know, for people, they're kind of testing the waters internationally. That's a great way to travel. It's comfortable. It's safe. And you get to make dumplings and eat from taco trucks, which they have the best tacos in Chicago. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away and be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Laura, Sandy, and myself, Heidi, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly!